A summit resolution approved after hours of, at times, contentious debate avoids many of the difficult questions arising from Zimbabwe's election. It does not endorse the results and assesses no blame for the violence and intimidation that prompted observers and many Western governments to declare Robert Mugabe's inauguration illegitimate. The final resolution encourages Mr. Mugabe and Movement for Democratic Change leader Morgan Tsvangirai to enter a dialogue, and supports the idea of a Kenya-style government of national unity. Egyptian Foreign Ministry spokesman Hossein Zaki told reporters the resolution was adopted by consensus during a closed-door meeting.
There was a lengthy debate. Many views were put forward, including very critical views of the Zimbabwe ruling party and president. And the president of Zimbabwe made a lengthy intervention in which he explained his position, his party's position, and the developments that took place in Zimbabwe in the past weeks and months, which led to the present situation.
The resolution also encourages the Southern Africa Development Community, SADC, to continue its mediation efforts. The resolution was far milder than what several countries had urged. Diplomats inside the closed meeting say the leaders of Botswana, Nigeria, Liberia, and Sierra Leone spoke in strong terms about the illegitimacy of the election.